audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, America's right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. It's Thursday night, so Doug McBurney's here.
I'm sitting in.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
I'm great. We're here. We're happening. We're on the Information Radio Network.
That's right, IRN, which means, you know, we're all, since you joined us, Doug, two Thursdays ago, we did that show, Timely Imprompt.
Ah, yes, a classic for the archives.
It was a funny show. It's made the best of list.
It was a good one.
It was a funny show. Yeah. People are still, as of today, I'm still getting calls from people telling me how funny it is. They laughed themselves off their seat. But I figured, you know, if you're available on Thursday nights, I know you're busy, but you should come in and join me.
It sounds good. You know, I do have to keep my day job because of the pittance that a radio
Hey.
Look at that.
I like that music. Maybe we could use it for the clothes.
Hey, that sounds like a plan. Anyway, because of the, you know, you can't make a living in radio. So, but I plan to be here every Thursday night because being on the Information Radio Network is exciting. And this show is so much more than information. It's so much more than information. So, what a great network. And it's just so awesome that they're giving you the opportunity to go around the country again.
So, Doug, we're on not only Information Radio Network, but three stations in upstate New York.
Yes, all the Red Wing fans tuning in to the radio in the off season.
That's right.
Yeah.
Northern Indiana, South Bend.
Right.
WHME. And in... outside of Springfield, Massachusetts, WACE.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
I figure you'd be banned from the air in Massachusetts. Come on.
And that's really thanks to IRN, the strength of IRN. You know, they have hundreds of affiliates that pick up their news, top and bottom of the hour news.
I listen to it daily at least once.
And we hopefully will bring in more to that fold. For example, when we get on in Denver on 670 AM, KLTT in January,
yeah,
they'll be carrying IRN news.
Oh.
So, cool. You know, for the purpose of the show, and they're already airing Larry Bates' show.
Right.
So, we'll do what we can. IRN's given us a great opportunity. We'll help them out.
All right. Now, enough about us and how hip and happening we are. Because everybody knows that. That's why they're listening.
Right.
No. Yeah, they sure do. That's exactly why they're listening. But I want to invite the callers, I guess. And they've got to call in if they want to be on the program. And they bring something to the table and they want to participate. The number to call is 303-463-7789. Write it down. 303-463-7789.
If we use that one up, we'll give you another one.
Yeah, if we use that line up, we'll offer another one, the caller's good.
All right, hey, Doug, some news.
Yes.
You know, these Al-Qaeda prisoners, they keep causing trouble.
Yes, they do.
In this latest, on a bus with Pakistani guards.
Right.
This is just yesterday. The Al-Qaeda prisoners seized weapons, opened fire, and murdered six guards.
These are prisoners.
Prisoners. These are people who have given up.
They've surrendered.
They've surrendered.
They're in custody.
They waved the white flag. They're in custody. We normally treat prisoners nicely because they've given up. So you don't just kill them. They've given up.
Right. There's a certain level of just civility in war.
But and the aggressors lay down the ground rules in a war.
That's true.
The aggressors make the rules. And so these Al-Qaeda, I think it would be just to have different rules for dealing with Al-Qaeda prisoners.
Right. The government, George Bush, the president, has said this is a new enemy, a new kind of enemy. This is a new kind of war. I think different rules have to be applied.
Right. If they, you know, normally with our military, when you take prisoners of war, you keep them separated. You keep them silent. There's certain things you do. Obviously, the Northern Alliance and the Pakistani guards, they don't do those things very well.
Yeah.
But I think they should be given more leeway. You know, in this case, a commander, an Al-Qaeda commander, shouted some code and everybody sprung to action.
Wow.
I think if you shout, you get shot.
Yeah. Allahu Akbar!
That's it. I mean,
forget about it.
More brutal treatment of prisoners if a very low threshold for lethal force to be used against Al-Qaeda prisoners if they step out of line in any way.
Well, I think that due to the nature of the attack that was perpetrated and the nature of the organization, the Al-Qaeda organization, I think it was a mistake to start taking prisoners. When I heard the Marines landed at Kandahar, I thought it was to surround the city and kill the bad guys. I didn't realize that we were going to be, number one, taking prisoners, Number two, letting the Pakistanis guard the prisoners. I don't know. It's just that I don't know about the Pakistanis. They don't. This is the second time this has happened, and the first time a CIA agent was killed.
Well, at Kunduz.
There was a dramatic account of that today on. I don't know who the guy was sitting in with for Rush Limbaugh today. He gave a very dramatic account of what happened out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rush Limbaugh, we should congratulate him.
I didn't hear. You got to fill me in.
Well,
what happened with
Rush? Cochlear implant surgery went well.
Wow.
That was yesterday, and he's recovering now. And within a few weeks, he'll begin the rehabilitation process. And, you know, almost everyone with cochlear implants, when they hear sounds, there's an outside-the-ear unit, like a microphone,
mm-hmm.
and then inside the ear, they plant these electrodes that turn the sound waves into electrical impulses, which go through your auditory nerves, and
right.
your brain figures out what's going on. And those people can normally, after some recovery time, converse normally, even though they're hearing differently.
Wow. I wish the best for Rush. It was shocking news mm-hmm. when I heard about it. And everybody just keep praying for Rush. He's a good guy. I like Rush.
He has said on more than one occasion that America needs more God. Any God will do, but we need more God. He says that, which is tragic.
Yeah, that's where we part company. But you can't agree with with people on 100%.
No, and Rush is a bit liberal.
God's a fairly big issue, though. I really don't like the sound of that.
No, that's very bad. But I love Rush. He's a neat guy. But a lot of neat people go to hell, and we need to pray for him, for his ears and. Whoever has ears that he might hear the gospel
of
Jesus
Christ. He's definitely smart enough that...
No pun intended. Anyway, go ahead.
No, we don't do puns. Those are illegal. Anyway, he's definitely smart enough. He's a guy who's smart enough that he should be able to figure out that there is a God, and which God it is really does matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, hopefully he'll keep working on that.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden, they
he believes in God.
They say praise Allah in every other sentence.
Right, right.
We got plenty of God in the Taliban, in Al-Qaeda.
Sure.
So any God will do, Rush. That's a mistake. One God blew up the World Trade Center.
Yeah, yeah. And, little Johnny Walker Black. He picked his God that he wanted to serve.
Jihad Johnny bin Walker Black.
That's an amalgamation of all of the nicknames that have been established so far in the broadcast world. That's and right. as they're added, we'll continue to work on the amalgamation.
It's sort of like a hyphenated deal.
Right. like those
that never end.
Yeah, like those rich women in New York with the hyphenated names.
Right. And then they have kids, they marry somebody with a hyphenated name, then the kid has four names.
Right.
And pretty soon, you know, it gets like into the infinite length of a child's
fairly mind. Confusing, but we'll be right back. Give us a call, 303-463-7789.
Can a Christian lie without sinning? If the Nazis were at your door, is it a sin to lie to them so they don't find the family of Jews living in your attic? Was it wrong for the Hebrew midwives to lie to save the Israelite babies in Exodus chapter 1? And if that was immoral, then why did God reward them? Are Christians today nicer than God? Would the average Christian condemn Jesus if he came back today and called people names like swine, Matthew 7, or a dog, Matthew 15, or a snake or a brood of vipers, Matthew 23? Today, that would be considered unchristlike by most Christians, but he said it. And in an effort to make you more Christ-like, we've put together a 6-tape audio album called Nicer Than God. It's available for $29.95. Get the information you won't receive in the average Nicer Than God church. The world we live in is an immoral, disgusting mess. The problems parents face in raising children today are enormous and growing. So to help you in your responsibility to raise godly young men and women, we at Bob Benyard Live are offering the Train Up a Child package. The first item is a 100-page book written by Michael and Debbie Pearl called To Train Up a Child. With over 300,000 copies in print, this is an invaluable resource for parents based on biblical truth, not psychobabble. And always easy to understand and clear-thinking, Pastor Bob Benyard rounds out this teaching tool. Included in the package are two sermons on child rearing delivered by Pastor Enyart to his congregation in Denver, Colorado. Order the Train Up a Child package for $14.95 and get your child on the right path.
And we're back. It's Bob Enyart Live. I'm Doug McBurney sitting in, co-hosting with Bob this week on the Information Radio Network. The number to call, if you want to do so, is 303-463-7789 to join the program. And it looks like we've got an email. We like to take live emails on the air as they come in.
The email, and here's an instant message.
Oh, instant. That's even faster.
From Subnetter2000. Hey, Bob, how come nobody's in your chat room? And I just responded, you're there. And Subnetter2000 says, but no one else.
Well,
hey, we're working on it, Subnetter.
Have you ever gone into a chat room? You can waste literally your life in chat rooms. Mm. I have to avoid them because they suck me in and I end up 3 hours later, coming up for air.
I made a New Year's resolution about 8 years ago. No chat room.
No chat room. A New Year's resolution.
Right. Before Al Gore invented the internet. I thought, when he does, then there'll be chat rooms, and I will not go into that.
I am not going to participate. That's an interesting concept.
Anyway, should we finish up our war news?
Well, I'd like to talk about... I want to know where the war is going. The war is, just as you predicted, I have to give you credit for that. That the war pretty much ended a week after you said it would end in a week.
Well,
in Afghanistan.
It's not quite over
yet. But fighting in Afghanistan is there's a lull.
But the big bet we had was that it wouldn't last 100 days.
Right, and that's definitely.
And pretty much, it's been 100 days since 9/11.
Yeah.
It's been just 100 days.
Your bet was the Taliban wouldn't last.
Well, the Taliban in Afghanistan would be destroyed, right. And Al-Qaeda would be done in Afghanistan.
Right.
Just but Afghanistan.
Now it would appear. It would appear that some of the Al-Qaeda network have escaped into neighboring Pakistan, who, if I'm not mistaken, Pakistan is allowing us to use airfields.
Yeah.
That's correct?
Yeah.
And they're participating with us to some degree, but there seems to be a lot of popular support in Pakistan for these type of guys who are in Al-Qaeda.
Well, there is, but I tell you, at the beginning of this war, there was much more support. You know, it seems like in the Arab world, more so than in Western culture, people go with the winner when a war is underway.
Right.
Like in our Civil War in America, did people trade sides back and forth during the war?
I would say no, generally.
No, pretty much. Even now, 100 years later, a lot of people in the South still hate us Yankees up here.
Yeah.
But people just didn't go back and forth like they do in Afghanistan. Every second or third quarter in a football game, they're rooting for the other team.
Right.
What's going on?
Well, that's one of the disturbing things about Pakistan and the whole nature of things over there. People are being allowed to switch sides. People who are with the Taliban are now going to be in the new government because they switch sides. And the Pakistanis are allowing guys to ride off on their horse into the sunset.
Yeah, that's true. But I really think, we know the level of support for the Taliban, even in northwestern Pakistan, has fallen through the gutter.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about the Taliban. I'm worried about someone letting these guys use their basement to hatch their next scheme.
Well, yeah, that could be. But I don't think we're going to find widespread support.
No, I agree.
Even in Pakistan, which is, you know, heavily Muslim, and that's where these schools trained the people who became the Taliban.
Right.
It was hatched out of Pakistan, and Musharraf and the Pakistan government really created the Taliban.
That's
not like they're good guys. We've just used them for now.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully that all works out. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm interested in Iraq. We have, you know, this never-ending stream of defectors out of Iraq.
Right.
I guess Saddam's border's porous, too.
Yeah.
But now this defector who's a civil engineer, this is a Reuters story out today. He said that as recently as a year ago, he helped to renovate secret facilities for Saddam for biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. And listen where they put these facilities. In private villas, in wells, like where people get their drinking water and all,
right.
And under a Baghdad hospital.
A hospital.
How's that one?
Well, it sounds like Saddam learns his lessons of the whole baby milk factory and that whole thing.
Well, but, right.
Look, he's gotten smarter.
And even in Afghanistan, we try not to kill civilians.
And they know that.
And while they tell the whole world we're bombing civilians, they're hiding behind skirts, sleeping in civilian homes at night. Saddam and the mullah, Mohammed Omar, and
right.
The whole bunch of them.
Sure.
So at least, you know.
They're a different, lower type of enemy.
Yeah,
and that's they're willing.
True.
They're willing to
hiding
kill
behind
civilians.
Skirts. It's like picking up your 4-year-old kid and holding him in front of you when your enemy's coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Just despicable. Well, you know defector. His name, Doug. It's right here in this article. If I could pronounce it,
yeah.
It's Adna Ihsan Saeed Al Hadari Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Wait, that's Waheed Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Oh, Waheed. man, they got long names over there.
They do.
Ramdana Ding Dong.
I appreciate the fact that later in the article they just refer to him as Saeed, and they've assumed yeah. that you'll know who he is.
They just grabbed his middle name.
Right. They grabbed one
of his
them.
Middle names.
Right. They figure, well, he's the only Saeed.
Why? Muhammad you know, half Sharif the guys have
falafel.
One name.
Falafel.
Maybe they have like a raffle over there.
Was there no Mohammed in his name?
I think he lost it. They have a raffle. Half the guys have one name. They must raffle off their names and other guys get all the extra names. I don't know what's going on.
So they ran out of column inches, so they couldn't include the Mohammed in that name.
Right.
But have you heard about, speaking of the war and how that's all shaken out, have you heard about what former President Bush, the elder, has suggested about our good friend Johnny Walker Black, the American Taliban?
Jihad Johnny Bin Walker Black.
Yes. Have you heard what our former president had to say?
Yeah, I actually did. I heard some of the excerpts anyway.
Yeah, well, he was interviewed.
He was on TV.
He was on television being interviewed, unfortunately, by Diane Sawyer. Mm. So she's still on. I didn't know that. This is the first confirmation. I'm depressed. Hadn't heard from her in a while. I guess she's still on the air. Mm. And she's even interviewing ex-presidents. Mm-hmm. So I guess, anyway, Bush said, he said, treason is defined as, she asked him. Is it treason? And he says, treason is defined as aid and comfort to the enemy. Well, if you're fighting with the enemy, I guess you're giving them aid. But this guy doesn't look like he could be too staunch of a fighter. But nevertheless, he is on the wrong side.
That's quite a slam, really.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't look like he's much of a fighter.
Right,
but
right.
Hey, when you're holding a Kalashnikov rifle in your hand pointed at some American Special Forces guy.
Yeah.
You're a fighter.
You're a fighter. Even if you're a brainwashed, liberal, lily-livered, pampered wimp from Northern California.
Diaper-headed.
Well,
throw that in there.
Anyway, Bush said, anyway, he says, this is quoting the former president, head of the CIA, by the way, former president of the United States, George yeah. Bush Sr. He says, I don't know technically what you'd call it. But I'm so offended by what he allegedly has done. I mean, he really is despicable. Mm. So he doesn't know technically what to call an American citizen aiming an automatic rifle at American soldiers.
And, you know, the liberals want to point out, well, we don't know if he aimed it at American soldiers.
Right.
What's the difference? Mm-hmm. There's a war. There's an alliance. It's the allies.
Right.
You know, in World War II, it didn't matter if some Nazi soldier was shooting at an Australian or an American. It didn't matter. He's the enemy.
Right.
Well, anyway.
So what's the deal? What's the deal with old Republicans? The older Republicans get, the nicer they get. Mm. And George Bush is just so darn nice at this point, and he so much wants to continue to be interviewed by people like Diane Sawyer that he can't. He can't just come out and say the truth.
He should be executed for treason.
He should be executed for treason.
And if there's, yeah, right, that's it.
What more need be said? That would be it. End of interview.
And the interview he did with the CNN, this Jihad Johnny Bin Walker Black, he's laying it out. He knew exactly what Saddam Hussein was Osama bin Laden was all about.
Uh-huh.
He's in Osama's training camps. He says he met Osama on a couple of occasions.
Yeah,
he knew what Osama's money was funding. His heart was with them. He supported the bombing of the coal in Yemen because he sent an email to his dad saying we had no right to be in Yemen.
Yeah, there's
we
documented
evidence. We were refueling.
Evidence. Yeah.
We were giving – that's how the Arab world lives on the Western world.
Right.
Buying fuel from them.
Exactly.
They would starve to death, many of them. If we weren't in there in Yemen buying their fuel.
Mm-hmm. Well, so anyway, Jihad Johnny.
Anyway,
so that's all about.
All right.
So the war continues, but you know, it's the holidays, Bob. And I don't want to dwell on the war for the whole show because I feel good around the holidays. I get I like driving around at night, you know, and looking at the lights.
Right.
I can't wait till my baby's old enough.
Our kids love the Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
Little Michael, 2 years old, Christmas light, Christmas
light. Yeah, I can't wait.
He gets up at 4:30 every morning.
Yeah?
Runs into our room, looks out the window, pulls up the blinds and says, Christmas light, Christmas light.
Well, it's just a fun time of year, you know, and you know, just that story you're telling me reminds me of a time that we were together on the holidays. I don't know if you remember this. This is a while back, a couple of years ago, maybe.
Mm.
But a play came to town. Do you remember? Must have been '99 or anyway. A play came to town. It was a play called Corpus Christi. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the homo play.
Have you guys heard about this play? It's a play where Jesus and the disciples are portrayed as some kind of perverts. Anyway.
Yeah, the homo play, and we went and protested.
We were out protesting.
On Broadway in Denver.
And it was cold.
Yeah.
And it was the holiday season.
That's
and there were light little flakes of snow falling. It started to snow.
Oh, and we started to sing a song.
Right. We wanted to interact with the folks at the theater.
It was that, I can't sing, of course. That's known.
Let me see.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, we were inspired. You remember
that? Was that from White Christmas?
Yeah, we were. And it's a light snow started falling. We were carrying our signs. And
there were homos everywhere.
Hundreds of them. The place was crawling, creeping. It was dripping
with
homos.
Well, what's the collective noun for homosexuals?
A collective noun for, well, what? You got a herd of cattle?
A gaggle of geese.
A gaggle of geese.
A pile of homos. That's the collective
pile.
Noun for homo.
That's and not
a pile
very nice.
Of anyway, there were a pile of homos at this theater.
there were
confronting us, of course.
We were chatting back and forth.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, and it was a fun time. And a little snow started falling, and it got colder and colder. But we're dedicated, so we weren't going to let the snow. You know, we weren't going to go home because of the snow.
So what? We were inspired. I haven't thought of this song.
We were inspired by the snow and the holiday season.
Time here.
The whole spirit of the season.
How did this? I think I remember the song. How did it start?
Let's see. Well, the homo outside is frightening, for he may get struck by lightning. If you're a homo or a dyke. Let it strike, let it strike, let it strike. And the snow was falling.
I remember that.
We had our signs.
Doug, I haven't thought about
that. You know what?
That.
It felt a little bit warmer that night after we started singing that song.
I don't know if there – I think there might have been a second verse, but I don't remember.
There was, but it was one of those things that was lost to the archives of history because we never wrote it down. It was one of those –
Remember that guy who wanted to be executed in Utah? And he was like – he was – on death row, and he wanted to be executed.
Gary Gilmore?
That's it.
I remember
Gary
that.
Gary Gilmore. You know, in my whole life, I've never seen Saturday Night Live.
Right, right.
I don't know why, but I just have never seen it. But I've heard about a few of the skits.
Yes.
And one was a Gary Gilmore skit where they did Christmas carols.
Yeah, I remember
You
that.
Remember that?
Yes, of course.
In the winter, we will build a snowman and put Gary Gilmore inside. We'll say, Gary, are you dead yet? He'll say, no, man. Whatever.
Let's kill Gary Gilmore for Christmas.
Oh, is that
Let's
right?
hang him from the highest Christmas tree. And, something like that.
I remember
all that.
Gary Gilmore roasting on an open fire.
Now, wasn't he the first guy executed after the reinstatement of the death penalty?
Because in the 1960s in America, we had about 6,000 murders a year on average.
About 6,000.
And the U.S. Supreme Court said the death penalty was unconstitutional. And they banned it for about 10 years or so. It came back. We were at 16,000 a year.
All lines are busy at this time. For updated information on Bob's national tour and ShadowGov demonstrations, press 1. For Bob's mailing address, press 2. And if you're an atheist, an anarchist, an evolutionist, a humanist, a communist, a socialist, a garden variety, sodomite, a Democrat, or a transgendered freak of nature, press 3. If you're ordering by credit card, please leave your name and phone number, and your call will be returned.
You must be them Inyo people. Well, I'm not like any of those things that I just heard in that list of things he just said. I'm not an evolutionist or nothing like that. But I would just want to know if you're the guy I've seen on Politically Incorrect. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to tell you that I think you guys rock. You guys are really cool, and you need to keep up the good work. So this is George from Jersey. Out.
Hi, I'm a garden variety sodomite and a transgendered freak of nature, and I'd really love a call back from Bob Inyart, so if you could give me a buzz. My name's Cody Lightholt. My phone number is 7. I'd really appreciate being straightened out because I'm sick of being a dirty fag. So thanks a bunch, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Hey, Mr. Inyart. I have actually viewed your website, and then I saw you on Politically Incorrect 3 times. And, well, I don't know what to say about you. All I can say is that I had an uncle that died of AIDS. I'm sure you refer to it as the gay plague. All I can say is that the majority of gays in this country are better people than you. Better than you or any other thing that you could ever be. I hate you, and I wish you had cancer.
I have never in my life heard such a hypocrite as this Bob Inyart. How in the world do you dare put him on the air? How can he judge anybody? He is terrible. You ought to be ashamed to even have him walking around.
Hey, Bob, I'm drunk. And guess what? God ain't gonna help me on this one. Take a guess of what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some vodka and some strawberry crush, buddy. Let me tell you what. I bet you're against too, right? Yeah, let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, and juice, too. Guess what, Bob Inyart? I'll tell you something. Bob Inyart, guess what? I'm really seriously drunk, but anyhow. Check it out, though. So, I'm a garden variety sodomite. Bob Inyart.
It's Bob Inyart live on the Information Radio Network going out across the nation. And we were just talking about, Bob just made the point that the murder rate was around 6,000 a year back in 1960.
Well, mid-60s. Yeah, Supreme Court 60s. Outlaws it for a while, and it shoots up to 16,000
well,
a year.
Well, it hovered up around 20 for a few years
Over, up to 22,000, right. 24,000 murders
right. And then
a year.
Enough of the bad guys were dead that the rate actually dropped now for a few years. But we're hovering right around 16,000.
Yeah.
And that brings to mind this Abu Jamal, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on a boo-boo. Oh, yeah. This is a boo-boo. Boo-boo Jamal. His murder conviction has not been overturned.
No.
That's the first point I want to make.
Just the sentence.
The death sentence has been overturned, although he'd been on death row for 20 years already.
Right.
It seemed like
he's
it'd been overturned.
He's obviously not going to be executed.
The guy's not going to be executed. He'll get a haircut before he gets executed, for crying out loud.
Okay.
Now, listen to what his defense attorney says.
Do I have to?
You remember this. Law enforcement officer is found shot several times and is dead. Abu Jamal is found close by with a bullet from the cop's gun in him. He's arrested for murder. Well, now his defense attorney says that the bullet that killed Faulkner cannot be positively traced to the gun.
Right.
And this relates back to what you were saying about Johnny Walker Black. How can we prove in a court of law that Johnny Walker Black did anything? I don't know that we really can.
We don't have video of it.
We can't prove
we
that
couldn't
he
prove
fired
OJ slit
sure.
anybody's throat.
And here in this case, this attorney, this disgusting, despicable, filthy attorney, while other bullets in the policeman's body may very well be traceable to Abu Jamal's gun, the bullet
that
killed
him.
The officer cannot necessarily, possibly, probably, or with any probability be traced back to my client, Jonna. Anyway, it's just disgusting, and it's the justice system's fault that these murders are occurring at this rate every year, and it's frankly depressing, and it's embarrassing to be
and
an American.
It's
with
mainstreamed
this
murder. Remember, Johnny Cochran defended OJ for free.
I remember that,
but it wasn't really for free.
Yeah,
because when murder goes mainstream in Hollywood, Yeah. Remember Johnny Cochran's son was murdered.
That's right.
Because, hey, you get murderers to go free, no big deal. It becomes just part of our culture.
There's a culture of murder, and before it was only a matter of time before Johnny got his.
Exactly. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Dan, you're on with Doug McBurney and Bob Enyart.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Great.
Fantastic. Outstanding.
Good. Cool.
What's
up? I'm calling from work, so I don't have a whole lot of time.
Act busy.
But,
busy.
Well, listen, there's a strange phenomenon.
Yeah.
That I wanted to talk to you about. All over news media, well, with the exception of, I'm sure, you guys, everyone is posing the idea that the extremists and only the extremists in the Muslim religion are
supportive
of, sympathetic to terrorist causes and stuff like that.
Right.
And they're all saying that, you know, Islam is being hijacked. And it's one of the world, like Horrendo Revolver said, it's one of the world's greatest religions.
Horrendo Revolto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Rivers.
Yeah, Jerry Rivers, exactly. And, you know, what kills me is this, okay? I spent 6.5 years as an investigator.
All right.
And, you know, granted, I may not have been the best investigator, but one thing I know for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, is that you don't confirm the guilt or innocence of a suspect by asking him if he's guilty or innocent.
Yeah, that usually doesn't work.
You know, that is a glaring inconsistency, and the media's going up to Muslim clerics and saying, do you support terrorism? Oh, no, man.
Of course not.
No, not at all.
That is terrible.
Yeah, they're not asking the right question. I mean, you know, can you imagine if a Muslim cleric or somebody like that they have on TV or radio, and, you know, they ask him the questions that they do. What do you expect his answer to be if he is sympathetic to terrorist causes?
It's going to be exactly what he gives on television.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because, you know, guilty is not going to, they're not going to run out and say, well, of course I am guilty, and then run away.
The way we find out is like the contemporaneous celebrations on September 11th throughout Palestinian cities in the West Bank and Gaza, the shooting of guns into the air, the old women giving candy to children in the streets, people dancing and singing, while Israel in that day declared a national day of prayer and sorrow.
Yeah, that's evidence. It's
a very strange thing that, you know, the physical evidence can be seen by us, you know, the people dancing in the streets and celebrating, but then the verbal cover-up from "Yes, sir, I'm a fool" comes along and says, you know, oh, no, it was a terrible thing, and we renounced it.
Hey, Dan, he's irrelevant now, remember? Israel, Israel is continuing their Arafat-free foreign policy.
Yeah. Dan, you know what? I got a story. Do you remember that just a few days ago that Yasser Arafat? Now, what did you call him?
Yes, sir, I'm a fool.
Hey, who writes your material? Can I get his number? That's pretty good. Yes, sir, I'm a fool. He gave a speech, you remember, in which he called for an end to suicide attacks, right?
Yeah.
A few days ago.
In English.
He gave that speech in English. Now, according to news sources in the region, quite possibly Jewish, so we don't know if we can trust this. You know, it's from them Jews.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, as far as the media is concerned, anything that Israel says about the Islamists is always suspect.
Yeah, right. The media has always been against Israel's attempt to defend themselves against terrorism.
Israel's a bully.
This anti-Semitism against the Jews whenever they try to defend themselves. It's pervasive. But anyway, Arafat,
I got a story here from the World Tribune, and Arafat gave a speech in Arabic in which he said that he was willing to sacrifice 70 Palestinians to assure the death of one Israeli. He said, "We will defend the Holy Land with our blood and with our spirit. We do not only wear uniforms." He said, "We are all military. We are all martyrs in paradise."
Martyrs.
Okay, now hold on a minute now. What context does that belong in? Because you know the left is going to get all over you for taking that out of context.
Well, he said it. I think he said it. He was in one of those outhouses that they use as a police, you know, a police administration office.
Right, right.
So he's in one of those outhouses. So I don't know the context.
Well, listen, I'll give you some context for the story. At the point where he said we're all martyrs, the crowd of several thousand began to chant that millions of Palestinians are prepared to march as martyrs to Jerusalem.
And he didn't
stop them, I don't think.
And in Christianity, a martyr is someone who's killed for his faith. In Islam, and this is not just among the Taliban, this is throughout the Islamic world, even their media, a martyr is someone who kills women and children. That's a martyr.
Yeah.
A murderer. They've defined a murderer as a martyr.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Well, Dan, I think that you're offended, as am I, by the general slant of the media against Israel and even really against America a lot of the time and for the Islamists. They just always seem to put the best face they can on them.
Hey, Dan, thank you very much for calling, even when you're at work.
Get back to work.
We appreciate that. God bless you, Dan. And Dan, listening on hold during the break, he said, sounds like we're having fun here. And Doug, I got an instant message here from somebody out there. In the ether. Yeah.
Someone out
on
there.
On the web. So sounds like there's a party going on out there.
Well, we are having a good time. Oh, by the way, Bob.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about the situation with Yasser and his speech in Arabic.
Yeah.
Where he encouraged martyrdom because Colin Powell's on the job.
Oh.
Yeah. He said Colin Cancer Powell, as he's come to be known.
Colin Polyp.
He, in response to all these rumors of Colin Powell demanded that Israel and the Palestinian Authority renew their security dialogue. Have you noticed that every quote from Colin Powell begins with that sentence in regards to this story? Well, that's all well and good.
He got tough there for about a microsecond.
Yeah.
He's slinking off again.
Anyway.
Now, what are we going to do here? Sad. We've got it's a couple things to do. We wanted to get to our email.
I think
we're going to run out of show.
No, we got the we're going to run out of show. And you said you made a resolution earlier.
That's right.
What was that resolution? I can't remember. See?
Go in chat rooms.
Oh, to not go in chat rooms. And you've held to that.
That's
quite different from what happens with most people and their resolutions. Mm. But since you brought up resolutions, I happened to bring in I made some resolutions this year, and I usually don't. I usually don't do that because you know why? Because I fail.
I was reading your...
Yeah,
your
my resolutions.
Before the show.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Now, these are...
The top 10 resolutions.
The top 10 resolutions. These, you know, and these are from a conservative American, patriotic type, Christian, guy who may have a Bible in his vehicle, possibly in his home at any given time.
Yeah, top 10 resolutions.
Yeah, you know, and
people... Right.
People make resolutions. So.
And then, Doug... You know, our top 10 list of why liberals hate the holidays.
It was such a huge hit.
It was a huge hit. In fact, I got an email right here from Tulsa. They got a KRMG radio in Tulsa, AM 740. They're number one talk radio station.
Oh.
All right. And they got a host there, Wes Minter.
Okay.
Wes Minter. And he emailed one of our listeners, Dan Skirbitz, R-E, why liberals hate the holidays. He said, hi, Dan.
Dan sent him the list.
Hi, Dan. Good stuff. You know I'll use it on the air. Laugh out loud. Have a great holiday season. Wes Minter.
All right.
So the list is getting around the media.
Yeah.
But when we come back, let's do our new one.
I'll give you my resolutions. Tell me what you think.
Some people believe that Christians can speak in tongues. Some people believe that speaking in tongues has passed away. Are we saved by grace alone, or are there works involved? Some people believe that miracles are happening today. Others don't. How can all these disagreements come from the Bible if it's the inspired Word of God? Is there an answer to all these questions? In his book, The Plot, Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, shows you the one Bible verse that solves all the apparent contradictions. Think that one verse can't solve these complex problems? Get The Plot today, and if you're not convinced, we will refund your money. Order The Plot for $29.95. Does God want the government to execute criminals? The Old Testament supports the death penalty, but now we are to turn the other cheek, right? The New Testament material concerning the death penalty starts in Matthew and continues through all the Gospels, Acts and Romans. It goes all through to Revelation.
God and the Death Penalty is the video we've produced to arm you with the New Testament support for executing criminals. If the death penalty is immoral, then what does that say of God the Father demanding that Jesus Christ die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins? God and the Death Penalty, a two-hour video exploring the biblical support of the death penalty, is available for $24.95 by calling 1-888-8-ENYART. Bob Enyart Live is back on the air, but to stay on the air and grow, we need to hear from you. We offer many products with Bob's insightful and unique biblical perspective. If you appreciate Bob's ministry, let us know by writing us at Bob Enyart Live, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado 80001, or go online to kgov.com.
And we're back, Bob Enyart Live. It's Thursday, so it feels like Friday because Doug McBurney's here.
Yeah, we're having fun.
By the way, I got to plug my show.
Yeah.
KGOV.com exclusively on the internet. Yes. Heard exclusively on the internet.
Weekly Worldview with Doug McBurney.
Yeah, the Worldview. Check it out. Every Sunday goes up whenever I get out of bed and make it. Well, no, because I go to church, so I'm out of bed. But anyway, I got my my resolutions. And so I want to challenge you, Bob. My resolutions are from a normal human being.
All right,
no, I'm an American.
But now, be honest, Doug's got his top 10 normal New Year's resolutions.
Right.
And then the top 10 liberal resolutions.
which Bob really come up with. So,
oh, no.
Here we go.
You came up. You and I worked
the
on
the first resolution of your normal American patriotic, you know,
yeah,
guy or girl, whatever. Well, guy. Let's say guy because I wrote these. Number one, quit smoking.
Liberal, quit smoking pot. Okay.
All right.
Number two,
normal guy deal here. I want to spend more time at the gym. Yeah, I want to spend more time at the gym.
Number two, rename the gym.
Liberals got to rename the gym.
They want to rename everything.
Right.
And gym is too sexist. It's masculine. You got to come up with something gender new. Hey, wait a minute. If we're doing this list,
yeah,
we should also... You know, we already did a top 10 liberal thing.
Yeah, we did.
We should do a top 10 homo resolutions also, homosexual.
Oh, yeah.
Top 10,
oh, you're the guy for that, Bob.
Top 10 liberal, top 10 normal.
Normal.
Top 10 liberal and top 10 homo.
And homosexual resolutions. Okay, so all right. What do we do with quit smoking?
Okay, wait. The first
the
one,
normal guy wants to quit smoking.
Liberal wants to quit smoking pot.
Quit smoking pot.
What would the homo?
The homo. The homo wants to quit smoking crack.
Okay. All right, that's good. Quit smoking pot. Quit smoking crack.
Stop shooting heroin.
That's good.
I don't know. Anyway, all right.
That's good.
Okay.
That's
fitting. Now, the normal guy wants to spend more time at the gym. The liberal wants to rename the gym.
The homo wants to wants more time with Jim.
That's it. Now, wait a minute. That is not a slight. That is not a slight at anyone named Jim or any Jims in the audience. My Uncle Jim lives in Rochester.
We're in Rochester.
Area. He may very well be listening, so this is nothing against Jims. This is...
In general. No.
Right. Number three here on my list, the normal... I want to spend more time with the family.
Right.
So,
and the
liberals?
Liberal wants to destroy focus on the family. And,
What about the homo?
They redefine the family.
Resolve to redefine the family. All right.
Works.
Now, a normal guy like me, with my wife such a good cook, I want to lose some weight.
Right. And the liberal resolves to not wait.
Right. So you're obviously that's a reference to their instant self-gratification attitude.
Right.
With these liberals.
Forget marriage.
Sure.
Why wait? Right.
Yeah. Not true love waits, but why wait? You're a liberal. So I want to lose weight. They don't want to wait.
Okay.
What does the homo want to do?
Wait a second. Hard, Doug.
They not wait. I want to lose weight. The homo?
Get way loose.
He's making these up as you. That's pretty good.
Lose weight and get way loose.
Get way loose.
All right. I think that works.
That's one of their resolutions. Okay. Right. Another one of my resolutions this year, and I make this one every year. I want to travel. Normal guy wants to travel somewhere he's never been.
And right? A liberal wants to join the Taliban. That's pretty good.
Poor Johnny Walker Black. He gets no slack on this show.
Johnny Ben Walker
Black. All right, I want to travel someplace I've never been. What about the homo?
Oh, I don't know.
What about the homo?
I don't know.
He wants to what? He wants to forget all the places he's been. The restrooms
that's
and the bathhouses
good.
And all of that. Yeah,
that's good.
The gay bars, that whole scene.
Okay.
Anyway, all right.
All right, that's
now,
good.
Okay, my number, what are we on here? Number six, get out of debt. I want to get out of debt.
The liberal wants to get out of bed. Wait, the homo wants to come out and get wed. That's okay.
That's
I think that
good.
Works. Get out of debt, get out of bed, come out and get wed.
That's pretty. There are an awful lot of them resolving to do that. I have noticed that. There's no doubt about that.
Come
okay.
out and get
in the new year, now this isn't mine. This is my wife's.
I like that.
My wife obviously slipped this one in here at number six. Shop for a new home.
Shop for a
new home, yeah.
And a liberal wants to give the homeless shopping carts.
And the homo, let's just go shopping. Are you kidding me? I'll get a new outfit. It'll be fabulous. It's wonderful.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Okay. All right. All right.
That
here
was,
we go.
Yeah, wait a minute. I got to review these.
I want to shop. My wife wants to
shop for
a
new
home. Right.
Give the homeless shopping carts.
That's so nice.
And the homeless just wants to go shopping.
Let's just go shopping.
All right.
All right. Now, the normal guy like me.
This is number nine.
Number eight.
Number eight?
Number eight.
All right,
yeah,
number
yeah.
eight.
We got mixed up because my wife slipped the home one in there. Anyway.
Number eight.
He wants to buy a new car. I'd like to buy a new car. That's a resolution.
The liberals want to outlaw cars.
Ah, yes, yes. All those gases, all that pollution.
Okay, so now what would
the homo obviously, he wants to just clean the seats of his car for crying out loud. You know? All right. Let's go on to number nine.
Wait, maybe we can think of a different one for the car. I don't know.
Anytime you try to homos and cars, I'm telling you, Bob, it's going to be disgusting. Let's just move on.
Rest stop? Maybe
no, let's not go down
highway
the
rest
stops.
Stop?
No, I don't want to talk about it. Number nine on my list,
right.
Top 10 New Year's resolution. I want to get a new career because I'm not making any money in radio, I'll tell you that.
A liberal wants to get a new spouse.
Oh, sure, every year. Why not, right?
And a homo wants to just get him nude.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, get a new career.
Yeah.
Get a new spouse.
Like the liberals do.
And just get them nude. That's it.
That's all right.
Bad.
Number 10. Another one of my resolutions. I'd like to go back to school. Yeah.
Go back to school.
A lot of people want to go back to school.
And liberals want to outlaw homeschool.
yeah. That goes right along with destroying Focus on the Family, outlaw homeschool.
What would a homo
and,
want to do?
Well, the homos, obviously, they're going to want to resolve to teach in a school and be a guidance counselor
and everything else. That's true.
Oh, man.
And we don't have a drum roll.
We don't have a drum roll or a cymbal crash.
Wait a minute. I've got a microphone here and a tabletop.
All right. All right, there we go. There's the joke. All right, now we're almost out of time, Bob, and I got all these stories I wanted to get to. Did you hear about the student arrested in Daytona, Florida?
Tell me about it.
This is right off the AP.
Which one is this?
Yeah, now this is right off the hot off the wire.
Yeah.
Daytona, Florida, police arrested a 14-year-old boy whose classmates said he threatened to burn down his school with a bottle of gasoline he was carrying in his backpack.
Right.
Yeah, the kid was charged Monday with three felony counts, including possession of a weapon at school. That would be the bottle of gasoline, I suppose.
You know, the story reminds me of the ACLU defending the protesters' right to burn down ACLU headquarters. Remember that? Onion headline
the story
ago?
From The Onion?
That was funny.
Yeah, but I believe that one.
So this guy wants to burn down a school.
He wanted to burn down his school. He was arrested, thankfully enough. He was arrested at school in Daytona Beach. He may be expelled. Mm. He may be expelled.
If he was a third grader carrying a G.I. Joe plastic knife three quarters of an inch long,
then
he would be expelled.
In this case, obviously, we need to find out what's going on in his life. And you know, he might need some counseling, perhaps even treatment. Treatment, yeah. All right. You're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this story.
All right.
This is from, it's from yesterday. But it's still quite fresh. Mm. This is from Sacramento, from the Sacramento Bee.
Yeah.
A Sacramento woman and four companions who led authorities to mass murderer Joseph Ferguson will not receive a $50,000 reward
promised to them by the state.
They had offered a $50,000 reward for the murderer, the serial murderer.
Yeah, well, listen to this. Listen to this. There was a $130,000 reward out for this guy. $50,000 was to come from the office of Governor Pink Davis. Pink Davis. Not because he's a communist, which he very well may be, but because he's always hugging up on homosexuals every chance he gets, flying the rainbow flag. Pink Davis was supposed to kick in $50,000, $50,000 from the company that the nutcase and the people he killed worked at, $20,000 from the city of Sacramento, and $10,000 from the U.S. Marshals Service. $130,000, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, it was a very dramatic way in which she helped the police capture a mass murderer who had killed five people. Mm-hmm. Well, listen to this. A spokeswoman, not surprisingly enough, and that could be a transgendered person. We might want to use spokesperson. Mm-hmm. A spokesperson for Pink Davis said that the law requires that a reward under the governor's discretion be paid only if the suspect is arrested and convicted.
Right, okay.
Well, the mass murderer, this Ferguson.
The punchline of the story.
This mass murderer who murdered five people on September 9th committed suicide after police cornered him. So Governor Pink Davis, being a bureaucrat of bureaucrats, and the office of the governor say, well, there was no arrest, there was no conviction, I'm sorry, you don't get the $50,000.
Right.
They said that. Is this unbelievable? And guess what the spokes transgendered person says?
Transgendered. That's not,
I just assume because they work for Governor Davis that they're transgender, but that may not be true. But then again, if it is true, I'm sure they're proud of it, and I'm sure he is too. The spokesperson says that Governor Pink Davis has not actually been briefed on the case.
Mm-hmm.
So a decision's been made, and, well, the governor hasn't even been briefed, allegedly. I bet he got briefed. I bet he got briefed, and he looked at the regulations, and he looked at the law, and him and his lawyers said, well,
nope,
look, it's obviously
clear.
We can't
do it. Right.
It's obvious. It's obviously clear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, by the way, the lady did get $10,000. From the Marshals Service. They went ahead and paid her. They went ahead and paid her the $10,000. But as for Governor Pink Davis, he's keeping the $50,000 and he's probably going to go buy a new outfit or something like that. So
light. I know he's going to use it to light the Christmas tree that they had to pull the plug right after they lit the Christmas lights because of the energy shortage.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, anyway, Bob, we talked about the war.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah, we got a note.
You know what? The producer is trying to show us what may or may not be a joke through the window. But if it is a joke, we just don't get it. But I appreciate the effort, you know. But listen to this: we talked about the war, and the war went pretty well there in Afghanistan. The Afghanistan theater, I think, could only be called a resounding success.
Yeah.
And I love the point you made about, if we want to win this type of war, we've got to make an example. A country that supports terrorism and attacks America, that government will be destroyed.
Right. Destroy the government is the death penalty for countries.
Good point.
Destroy the government.
And our boys did a good job. But folks, there's been a burst of activity at recruiting stations around the country. People have been signing up for the Army since September 11th. And I got a story from the Associated Press out of Atlanta, Georgia. A guy who's now a private out of boot camp signed up for the military one day after the terrorist attacks.
And you went
to
boot camp.
I did go to boot camp. Marine Corps boot camp.
All the way through it.
All the way through. Now, this guy, he's going to the Army here. All right? He says, he said he joined the Army just so he could get that SOB. Osama bin Laden.
He meant
OBL.
He meant OBL.
That SOB, OBL.
But he almost got it.
He almost got it.
All right.
He probably went to public school. He wants to get him, right?
The SO, he got OS, and the B he got. He was getting there.
That sounds good. That's the kind of guy you want in the Army. A guy who says, I want to get him.
Right.
Well, but then he said, well, I want to get him, but not really kill him, but capture him and let justice be served.
What? Not really kill him?
Yeah, not really kill him.
I want him to surrender.
Is that what you want on the front line, a guy who doesn't really want to kill him?
Mr. S-O-L-B-A, whatever your name is, could you come here? I want to get you.
We're going to press some charges.
I don't really want to kill you, but...
But this is the punchline of the story. Basic training in the Army usually involves 9 grueling weeks of preparation without a break, but those training during December get a 2-week holiday hiatus from boot camp.
Boot camp, huh? This is Bob Inherent and Doug McBurney reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.